Welcome to the Tune In Game In Podcast. Game In Podcast. Tuning in to the gaming world of retro and modern. Retro and modern.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Tune In Game Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Nick, Mr. Retro Nick, and joining me yes again is Gaz, Lost Ruin. Say hello.
Good evening, viewers.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Well, a few weeks.
Yep, because mainly being on holiday and Gaz was ill last week, so we couldn't do it. So it's been about a month since the last episode, hasn't it? Or nearly?
About 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah, it feels like a long time, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. But we're back, viewers. We're back.
Yep.
And better than ever. Yeah. So, what are we talking about today?
I'll just quickly talk about how my holiday went before we go on to the first topic.
Cool, yeah, I've seen some of the pictures.
Yeah, I've uploaded a lot of personal photos of everyone on the holiday and that, but...
I've seen the picture of the boot glass.
Oh yeah, what do you think of that?
That's really funky, I can't believe you didn't bring one back, that's really cool.
Yeah, I was thinking about bringing one back, but didn't know whether to or not. Did have a chance before, or would have a chance again to come, but I didn't know if I run the risk of it getting damaged on the way back.
Yeah, it's glass, isn't it? But, oh well, never mind.
It's probably been to before. That sells them, and there's also a shop next door that sells them in different sizes.
Cool.
Yeah, and the water park, Siam Park or the Water Kingdom, was really good. Went there twice.
Excellent.
And also went to like this zoo place or like nature reserve or show place for animals. It's called Rua Park here, which is in the north of the island. Took a while to get there and back. It's about an hour and a half there, an hour and a half back. So
that's not too bad though. It's about from here to Manchester on the train, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Probably if it did go back, probably wouldn't get going. Not because it was bad, but it's a bit of a journey and you've seen it once, not much point seeing it again.
Yeah, once you've seen one animal, you've seen another one.
Yeah, the shows were good. Like the dolphin and sea lion shows are pretty good.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing a dolphin show.
I did record it, so I might upload some clips to YouTube or might edit it down, I'm not too sure.
Yeah, cool.
And the rest of the holiday just been chilling by the pool, looking around a few shops and having a few drinks, as you do.
Sounds good.
Yeah, the hotel was good overall, but it wasn't that great. Didn't even have a fan or air conditioner or anything included.
Well, nah. Never mind.
Which is really ridiculous. I had to actually hire a fan out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bit stupid.
Yeah, I mean, and it's got like an advertisement saying, warm, hire a fan. Yeah, we're just north of Africa, which is near the equator.
It's not north of Africa, isn't it? It's off the west coast of Africa, and it's a bit further down, isn't it? I mean, I've been to Gran Canaria, which is in the same bunch of islands, and I went in May, and it was 40 degrees in May. It's roasting hot. I know what it's like.
Yeah, it's a bit really hot. I mean, it's just ridiculous that they don't think to include fans in a place where they would include some sort of air conditioning to keep it cool.
If you get a big, it's just a way to make money, isn't it? People are going to hire fans because it's baking hot.
That's a do with that one first night. That was lying on top of the bed, so.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, it's been quite muggy over here as well, to be fair.
Yeah, it's been 1820s, hasn't it?
Yeah, which is quite warm, isn't it, for September? But, oh well. We're not complaining.
Yeah. I'd say the worst thing that happened to me was that I sort of stabbed my foot with a spring.
Okay.
I was just by the pool area, and obviously the cleaners hadn't done a proper job because Let's just like walking around and didn't think I needed my sandals or anything or flip flops, and just got went spinning right into my foot.
Never mind, sue mate. Should sue him.
Well, should do. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to complain too much, but I'm just thinking like if a kid was walking around there or baby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, if it was a kid, there'd be a hell to pay.
Yeah, well, never mind, mate.
Yeah, man, hopefully my foot hasn't been infected, so hopefully I don't have to have it chopped off any time soon.
Cool, as long as you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, the rest of the holiday was good. I mean, as I've said, the hotel was okay, but apart from that, it was a good, great holiday overall, and I'm not sure when the next holiday might be. Probably February, might do something then, but other than that, there's no other holidays planned at the minute, so...
No, I've just got a few things planned, not particularly holidays, I've just got some gaming events planned, so... Which I might talk about if I get to go.
Yeah.
Well, still got to go to Capcom as well, I've got to organise that. That should be in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, cool. Look forward to hearing more about that, I guess.
Yeah, and then we've got Retro, what's it, Replay, or Play Expo in Manchester. I'm going to that for a few days.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try and get to Eurogamer as well. I've got free tickets for that. I've got press passes for that, so... Because obviously I write for the website.
That sounded excellent.
Mm, yeah, it's cool. Give me one sec. What, Anna? Well, just go to on your bed, lie down, close your eyes and go to sleep and leave me alone. Go on. Now. Now. Bloody kids, eh? Anyway, yeah, so got a few gaming events. Yeah, hopefully I can work at being a bit of a pain in the ass about the September holiday, so I'm going to try and organise time off to go into Eurogamer in London. So, but I've got the tickets for it for the Saturday and the Sunday. They gave me some press tickets, press passes, so basically free tickets.
That's not bad.
So I've got to pay for the travel, and I'm hoping to stay overnight for one night, so... Travel and a night's accommodation shouldn't be too bad. Shouldn't be too costly.
Should be, no, but it's London after all. I mean, I remember staying down there once, and there was... Well, thankfully, I didn't have to pay, but it would have been quite costly, actually.
Yeah, I mean, the travel... I mean, if I go by coach, you can get the coach for £4 on certain days, so it's only £8 there and back at the minimum, so... And then accommodation for one night shouldn't cost more than £20. It's just beer money then, really. So.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yep. And the one in Manchester is I'm staying with my mum anyway, so I don't need to pay for accommodation. But again, it's cheap on the coach or the train, so that should be a good laugh. Looking forward to that one.
Yep. Hopefully, I'll be able to come to Replay Expo, or was it? I think it's called Play Expo.
Yeah, Play Expo now. Yeah, it's 13th. Is it 12th and 13th, or 13th and 14th of October? Should be a good laugh.
Yeah, I'll see about it. I'm not sure if there's like anything planned then. I don't think there is, so I'll check my schedule, and if it can come up, I will, because it sounds like a great event, and I really want to
go. Yeah, it really is, yeah. I mean, I'm going down on the Friday, I come back on the Monday. So, but then again, I might go a little bit earlier, because I've got 2 weeks off holiday, so I've got a bit of time to, I might go up to Manchester for the whole week. It should be quite cool.
Yeah, gotcha.
Anyway.
Yep, so should we go on to the first topic then?
Aye, why not?
Yep, first topic for tonight's episode is going to be on holiday-based games. Not necessarily like a game where you're just like on holiday and do just lying on the beach, but just like holiday-themed games or just like games that make you feel like it's your holiday.
Well, see, the only one I can really think of is Christmas Nights. You ever play that game on the Sega Saturn?
I've got a loose copy of that.
That's like kind of holiday-based game, isn't it? I mean, I don't... I'm just trying to think what other holiday-based games are there. I'm not entirely sure.
No, not necessarily like holidays, in like a holiday event or holiday day. It's like in holidays and going away or doing something.
holiday-based games. So what's your take on that then?
No, just like thinking like GTA, Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, like set in like a Miami-based city. It's just like there's sun, sea, sand everywhere, like everyone on the beach and stuff.
Yeah.
So that is a sort of holiday place to go, or place to go for a holiday.
Yeah, well, you don't really do carjacking and prostitution on your holiday, do you, really? Like you can do in Grand Theft Auto.
Well, not usually, no, but...
Some people might.
Well, at least in video games you can make an exception.
Yeah, I mean, the only really holiday-themed game I can think of is Christmas Nights. I don't know if there's any others. I know we've got the... or maybe like Tropico. You ever heard of Tropico? It's like a sim game where you control an island and... And wasn't there a game? I'm sure there was a game where you... It's an actual holiday game where you go on holiday. I can't remember what it's called now. I'll have to have a look at that one. But yeah, not really... I don't think there's many holiday-themed games, is there? To be fair.
Not really, no. Probably a poor choice of topics in my parts.
But never mind.
Yeah. I'd say the Sims add-on games, they usually have a holiday theme to them.
Yeah, they do, yeah. Some of them do, don't they? I'm sure there is actually... Yeah. Yeah, maybe not the best topic, but the only real holiday-themed game I can think of is Christmas Nights. Simply because it's got the word Christmas in it. I'm sure, is there any other Christmas games? I don't know.
There's those unlicensed NES games by Wisdom Tree, the Bible games, but I don't think any of them take place during holiday except for one. King of Kings, is it? I don't know for the NES. I'm not sure if it was released in the UK, but no, it was released in America.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure on that one, so...
I mean, not the best sort of games, because the gameplay is a bit iffy.
Bible games, yeah, well...
That's a different sort of holiday, though, I think.
Just the title, I'm thinking, yeah, but it's not a game I play, because one, I'm not religious in the slightest, just the way I was brought up, so, yeah, I wouldn't play a Bible game. Not that I knock anyone's religious beliefs at all. It's just the way I am, the way I was brought up. My family didn't have any religion, so I haven't. So one of those things, I suppose. If you believe in God, fair play to you. See, my daughter believes, goes to a Catholic school, and she's learning about God and that. And just because I don't doesn't mean I won't discourage her.
But that's the way it should be, really, shouldn't it?
Well, yeah, I'll let her make her own mind up when the time comes to it. Just because I don't believe, I'm not going to discourage her in any way. And if she's learning about God, then that's fair enough. She goes to a Catholic school and it's all part of it. So, that's the new Judge Dredd adverts on the telly at the moment. That looks quite good. But I suppose we'll talk about movies in a bit.
So, just trying to think of any other holiday-based things. I mean, knowing certain games like big events, like on in MMOs like Guild Wars and possibly WoW, but I don't know much about WoW. They do
yeah,
have,
I'm,
but
I was thinking, do you like a Test Drive Unlimited, where you go onto an island and yeah, you can go in a casino and play on a casino and drive cars around and things like that. I mean, that's kind of a, I don't know if it's really a holiday-based game. Go shopping for clothes and things like that, but get your hair cut. Kind of, but I don't think it's really, but it's basically a driving game, but you can do other things in the game, like you can go and get plastic surgery, you can get, buy clothes, you can go and gamble away in a casino and other stuff, so.
Yeah, something, there's not many of the holiday games, there's holiday themes in certain games on certain days or so.
Yeah, I'm sure there are probably games out there, and I'm pretty certain there is, like a PC game that I've heard of, which is basically you run a holiday resort. The only other holiday-based game I can think of is like Dead Island, because that's based on like a holiday resort, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Bloody resort that's full of, obviously it's been taken over by zombies, that's quite, yeah, I mean, I've played that recently, I've got it, I haven't played much of it, I've still got around to playing it fully, but yeah, you basically going around a horror resort and a lot of your environment can be used as a weapon and things like that, so it's quite cool.
Oh, there's Mario Sunshine on the GameCube, where Mario, Peach and Toad's worth going on holiday to Dofino Island, which is shaped like a dolphin. Which is supposed to be themed around the idea that the original name of the GameCube is supposed to be Nintendo Dolphin.
Mm.
That was its original name, supposedly, but then they changed it to GameCube.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure there's a PC game, like a sim game, where you actually control a holiday resort. I'm pretty certain of it. But yeah.
I can think of party games, but those aren't really holiday games, are they?
Oh yeah, I mean party games is all sorts, isn't it?
But those are sort of games you would play when it's a holiday, like say it's on Christmas Day, got all the family around, you can like.
Yeah, things like your Buzz and your Scene It and things like that. I mean, I bought Buzz and I've bought Scene It and things like that. And you play them once and you never play them again. The charm wears off very quickly, and you get them out occasionally when you have people around. And I find that it's best if you get friends around and you have a drink. They're much more fun then.
Yeah, it's a bit the best way to play party games, really.
Yeah, much more fun then, obviously. If you're drunk, it's better playing the games when you're drunk than party games. But yeah, there's all sorts of party games, isn't there? There's, But the charm does wear off really quickly. They promise so much, but it's there's not much replay value in them, especially when the questions repeat, don't they? They only have a certain amount of questions in there. Obviously, you have to pay more for downloadable content.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah, for more questions. It's, I suppose Rock Band, isn't that? That's a party game, I suppose, isn't it? Where you have the different instruments.
Yeah.
Mm.
It is a party game, yeah. Or,
yeah, I suppose.
I mean, you could play it by itself, but it's a bit more.
It's the one I played. Sure, there's one on the PS1 I played. Chef's Love Shack, I think it's called. It's like a quiz show type game thing. Something like that. There's quite a few.
But then, like, the party games, it varies with you, depending on the audience, but for party games, it's more for, like, the casual gamers or those who don't play games a lot, and other games such as Mario Party and the racing games, they're a bit more hands-on, so.
Yeah, I mean, my games like your Buzz and your Scene It and your quiz games like that, anyone can pick it up and play, you don't have to be a gamer to play them. You have obviously you got your specially adapted Buzzer controller and they're really easy to use and them type kind of games. There's no skill involved if you know. All you got to know is the answers. With a party game like your Rock Band, there's a lot of skill involved because it's a rhythm game as well. So if you're not a gamer, you're going to really struggle at it. But with games like your quiz games and things like that, anyone can pick it up and play it. So. With little or no gaming experience.
Should we wrap that topic up and go on to the next one?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that was a short one. Should
try again.
Should really think about these things before.
Yeah, well, we've been out for 3 weeks, so never mind.
Yeah, well, we'll get back to some swing of things and.
Yeah. It's like we're starting again, so we'll get back up and running. Don't worry about it, folks.
Okay, the next topic we wanted to talk about is our best and worst gaming bargains, or just bargains in general. Or, well, when I say worst, I mean not, they're not so much of a bargain.
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest bargains I've ever bought, obviously, is a retro game, was a Master System game called Championship Hockey. Now, this is probably the worst game I've played on the mass system. It is shocking. Your own players tackle you more than the opposition do. But it is a game that is extremely rare. It's very, very rare. And I bought it for a couple of pound, and I sold it recently on eBay for £150.
Probably so wrong there.
Made a huge profit on it. That's one of the games that I. It's probably one of my biggest bargains. That and Theme Park on the Mega CD. I bought that for probably a couple of quid, and I sold it recently for. £55 or £50, something like that. So, just happens to be a rare game. What have I paid the most for, video gaming wise? See, I've got a complete Shining collection, Japanese Shining collection. Every Japanese game released with Shining Force, Shining, the old what are they called? Up for the Sega consoles. Now, the Shining Force 3 on the Sega Saturn, the Japanese version, comes in three parts. But there is also a bonus disc, which is not really a game, it's full of bonus content. And that cost me £58. It's not actually a game, but it's the big, it's the most I spent on a gaming-related item.
What, just for the disc or the actual game?
Just for the disc. The game comes in three parts, Shining Force 3, parts 1, 2 and 3. And then there's a bonus disc, it's called the Shining Force Premium Disc. It's not actually a game, all it is full of bonus content. And that is rarer than the actual game, and it cost me £58. It cost me more for that one disc than it did for the other three parts.
Bloody hell.
For the actual game, yeah, that's probably the most I've actually spent on a gaming related item.
But were you happy to buy it though?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, it completed my Shining collection, well, my Japanese bit of my Shining collection. So I've got a full set of Japanese games. I also pay, there's three Game Gear games, Shining Force Game Gear games. I actually paid £31 for the, I think it was £31 or £35 for the third version, which is the rarer Shining Force Final Conflict. It's a lot rarer than the other two, so I had to pay little bit over the odds for that one.
How much would that normally go for?
I have no idea. But then again, I have a contact in Japan who can get me all my Japanese games. So, I mean, if you look on eBay at the Shining Force Premium Disc, I got it for £58. I've seen it on eBay for probably close to £80. So, I get quite good deals because I have contact in Japan who I can source my games from.
So it's not so bad when you compare it with the actual pricing on eBay?
No, I mean, but it is still, it's still a lot for a disc that's for a game that's not actually a game. So, gaming-wise, I don't know what the most expensive game I've bought was. I've no idea. I know my brother bought me a copy of Shining Force CD, which is the PAL version. He got that off eBay. I've no idea what he paid for it, but I'm pretty certain he paid quite a bit for it.
Well, I remember Craig at Registration was selling the copy for about £70 because he does a good deal, so I'm guessing it'll be about, it's worth it around at least 100 or more, perhaps.
Yeah, my brother bought it for me for Christmas. He wanted to know what game I wanted, and he went out and bought it for me. It's one game it was always kind of out of my price range, or when I did have money, could never find a copy. When I didn't have money, there was always copies on there, but they were always a bit expensive, so having my lovely, lovely brother bought it for me. So, yeah. But I've still got a few. I've got one PAL title to get to complete the PAL Shining collection, and I've got four or five US copies to get, but they're going to be quite hard to find because I think they're going to be quite expensive as well. So then again, I've stopped buying quite a few things at the moment, so. What about you? What's your biggest bargain?
well, we've got loads of bargains, really. I mean, we've fairly recent games and more modern games. I mean, the strategy guides I got for penny each.
I'm having a look, trying to remember
which ones there were. The shelf's right here, so I'm just having a quick browse. Still here, folks, just don't worry. It's hard to remember, actually, because I've bought so many when Game and Game Station were...
Yeah, I got a lot of bargains there as well, yeah. I got quite a few. I got some good PSP bargains when they were... Games for, like, 99p and £1.99, and I picked up the complete Harry Potter collection on UMD, which is the whole... All eight movies, is it?
Yeah, eight movies.
All eight movies. I didn't even know the last movie was made on UMD, but it was the whole collection sealed for a tenner. That's a bargain.
Certainly is. I found one I got for a penny, and that was Dragon Age 2. It's still sealed, actually. I haven't opened it up because I don't
know. Is that a guide, is it?
Yeah, the complete official guide. I think that's for an RPG, action RPG.
Yeah, Dragon Age is, yes, here's a RPG. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and Bulletstorm as well. I've got a strategy guide for that for a penny.
Yeah,
I mean, didn't spend much more than a few quid on a strategy guide, but I think the best one I got was Deus Ex, the collector's edition guide for 99p. Mm,
yeah.
That's probably the best I got out of Game and Game Station. Obviously, got some other great titles for the PS2, DS, and got a few Xbox 360 and PS3 titles as well. I mean, I have some pictures on my Facebook page, so if anyone's on a friend of mine on there, just check that out. It's one of the earlier photos uploaded. I'd say most of the bargains you get are either from Retro Station or from charity shops. I mean, just trying to think what bargains I've got. There's all those Game Boy games, then completing the box.
You picked them off for £2 a piece, didn't you? There, that was a good bargain.
Yeah, including Legends of Zelda. I'm trying to think what the title is.
Yeah, well, Game and Game Station are still doing 49p retro games, so. But they're kind of running out of all the decent titles now, so.
Yeah, look, they're still doing Buy One, Get One Free on PS2 games in game, and still doing 5 for 5 or 5 for 10 in Game Station. But I saw I saw some people post on Facebook that they got Banjo-Tooie in a 5 for 10 offer at Game Station, completing box. And that's one of the rarer games for Nintendo 64. And also someone picked up Final Fantasy 7 for 49p.
Can't argue with that, can you?
No, you can't.
Can't argue with that at all.
I mean, there's so many bargains I've had. I can spend all day like talking about every single bargain I can possibly remember off the top of my head, but it'll be if hours probably. What's the worst bargain or the highest I've paid? Trying to think actually, probably from a Neo Geo CD, that's probably the highest I've paid, but even then it's still a good bargain. It was in the 100 plus range.
What, for the console?
Yeah, for the console, but it includes the box and the ins and outs. It's just missing one controller, but it's supposed to be a two controller set, but other than that, it's all complete. Everything's in there, including the instructions and everything.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of my consoles, I mean, that the Spectrum I got off Craig, that was probably one of the biggest bargains I got, because he... The Spectrum itself for £40 was a huge bargain, and then he chucked in all the Spectrum games he had. So he threw all them in, which I got came away with about 60 games, I think, in the end. So that was quite unbelievable. So again, cheers, Greg.
Yeah, people look after you, Craig, won't they?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, I'm really chuffed with that. So, I've still got to find a tape deck for it so I can actually fire it up. But, yeah, I've been on it and it works a treat. So, I've just got to find a tape deck. Managed to bag a an audio lead for a quid off eBay, but I've just got to find one of them old style tape deck so I can actually play the games on it. And then a joystick and an interface as well. So, but I'm not in no rush. It's all of it in the box and in the cupboard, so it's no harm. Gonna come to it anytime soon.
It probably will become difficult there to get like add-ons and peripherals for certain consoles because there's if the consoles obviously sell more than the peripherals and the hardware, so it'll be harder to find than the actual console.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, the cheapest I've seen a tape deck so far is £20. I don't really want to pay that much to it, but I might end up having to pay £20 for a tape deck. So I'll give it another couple of weeks and see if I can find anything cheaper. But I might just give in and just end up paying the money for it. I thought you could get them a lot cheaper than that, but it looks like you can't. So never mind.
That's the only problem about bargain hunters. You see a price that looks reasonable, but you want to see if you get a bit cheaper, and then you look around, can't find it cheaper, and then when you try and go back, then the item's gone. So it's what you.
Oh yeah, but there's plenty that do appear, and they are going for around the £20 mark. So I've just got to bite the bullet, I think, and fork out the £20. I thought I could probably pick one up for about a tenner, but it doesn't look like that's going to. I'm going to manage that. So.
And especially lucky enough to find one at a car boot sale. I mean.
Yeah, I know. I've not been to a car boot sale for ages, so it's highly unlikely. I don't know. I don't even know if there's any car boots in that in near me. So. Never mind, I'll pick one up off eBay, probably, £20. That's cool.
I mean, another set of bargains we've got, a collection of CDI games for the Philips CDI. I've got a ton of them. Craig did me a great deal on loads of them that he had in boxes and that, so managed to build up quite a collection of them, about looking over 15 to 20, I think.
So I did pick up recently. Obviously, well, I played my Xbox as well, and I got the HD DVD drive. And I paid like £20 for that when it was obviously when they stopped making it because Blu-ray won that war. But I always keep a lookout for HD DVDs. I picked up the Matrix box set collection, which is all three films for £2.99 the other day. That was quite cool.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that was quite cool. That was in Game Station in Sutton. So, yeah, I was quite impressed with that. But you can get them for next to nothing now, HD DVDs for a couple of pounds, so.
Yeah, I think it's just thought that the HD DVD player is probably going to be hardest to get hold of, especially since it didn't last very long compared to the Blu-ray, and as soon as it was announced that HD DVDs were dead pretty much, and everyone just got rid as soon as they could.
I'll keep hold of them because I've got my HD DVD player, which is my an add-on for the Xbox, and I've got a complete set of, well, I've got the first five Harry Potter films on HD DVD. The Mission Impossible first three in a box set for next to nothing. I mean, the most I've actually spent on a HD DVD was a £5, and that was for Top Gun, which is a great film. Can't fault a bit of bromance. But you can pick them up for £1 or maybe £2. Next to nothing now, HD DVDs, so.
Yeah, because I can just see them being really collectible in the future.
Well, I mean, I've If I'm stuck for something to watch, obviously I have Sky and I have Netflix, and I do have like 70 odd now HD DVDs, and there's actually some titles not got round to watching yet, like 300, I've got that, I've not even watched that yet, and some war films, Slags of Our Fathers, I've not seen that yet, so I'll get round to watching them eventually.
So how much do you reckon they'll be worth in the future, say in about 10, 20 years?
They're probably going to be worth nothing. I mean, look at what VHSs are worth now. They're worth nothing. I mean, I was having a clear out the other day. We had a spring clean, and I got rid of a load of old VHS tapes, and I took them down to the charity shop, or the thrift store, as our American friends call it, and they won't take them because it's dead net, because it's a dead technology. They won't take them. So not even charity shops will take their videos off you.
I've seen tons of charity shops.
Yeah, they don't sell. One of the charity shops by me was giving away VHS tapes. And that is amazing. A charity shop giving stuff away, isn't that? You know what I mean? They're there to make money, obviously, for their charity, but they've got a technology, VHS, that nobody will buy, so they have to give it away. It's amazing.
Yeah, but I think there's quite a few people, because obviously everyone knows this, the UK, and obviously many other countries are in a recession at the minute, but a lot of people do seem to try and save money on films by buying them on VHS tape from charity shops.
Well, yeah, you can. Yeah, obviously you can do. Yeah, I mean, you can pick up a video player now for what, £10? Probably even less if you look around.
£5, £10.
Yeah. So, I mean, I actually want a video player. I've got to go out and buy one because I've got a load of videos. I mean, I got rid of a load of videos, but I kept all the good ones. So all my Beavis and Butthead are on video. So. Which is cool.
I've still got a good collection of VHS tapes in the loft, actually.
Oh yeah, I've got I've boxed up all the ones I wanted to keep. Like my Star Wars, I've got two versions of Star Wars. I've got the big box editions, which is the special editions, and I've also got the small box set as well. The special edition trilogy box set, which comes in like a gold box with Darth Vader on the box, and I've also got the big box editions as well. So, yeah, I mean, I've kept them, but they're worthless. I mean, I've had a look on eBay to see how much they're going for, and they're going for like £1 for all three videos. So, that's how dead the technology is. Obviously, the resolution's not as good as your DVDs or your things like that, but it's still watchable, and they cost for next to nothing, so.
The only thing that happens is they deteriorate over time, whether they get played constantly or...
Oh, yeah. But then again, so do DVDs, and don't they? Do they? I don't know.
I don't think they deteriorate, but if they get scratched, that's when
they start. Yeah, if they get scratched, I mean, that's the problem. There's always a chance that things are going to get damaged, yeah. I mean, regardless of tapes, yeah. I mean, they can deteriorate. It depends if you look after them or not. It depends how often you play them.
If you keep them in the box and then you play them every so often, then that's all, they'll last quite some time, but...
Yeah, but then again, if you're paying 50p or even 10p for a video cassette, or if you get it free from a charity shop, then you're not going to mind if it fails, really. If it's costing you next to nothing. So, again, you look at DVDs now, you can pick up a DVD now for nothing as well. 50p. So. Really? I mean, even Blu-rays. If you go, I can go into Game Station, I can pick up a Blu-ray for £5. You know what I mean? It's pretty owned, but it's only £5.
Yeah. Blu-ray is technically a lot of a stronger format than DVD because it's not as easy to scratch. I mean, obviously, if you've got got like a knife or a screwdriver and start scratching over the surface, and obviously, yeah, that would scratch it, but...
Yeah, but then again, you can get it repaired as well, so...
Yeah, so...
And it does work. I mean, I scratched... I bought a game and I didn't put it in my Xbox properly, and it scratched it, properly scratched it. Took it to a game station, cost me £3 to get it repaired, because it was a brand new game, and yeah, they got it, it repaired fine, so...
I think it is a shame that like VHS is just like cheap. I mean, it's good in the way for those who like films want to get them really cheap, but then it's just like, it seems like a shame, because I've got a bit of a nostalgia for them. It's like the old VHS tapes, working them and knowing how to send them to record certain TV programs and everything. So there's a bit of a nostalgia there, and it's just a shame not to see them not unloved in the charity shops not willing to take them anymore because they've got too many.
It's just one of them things. You were going to get the next big thing, weren't you? After VHS, it was DVDs, and after DVDs, it's Blu-rays and HD DVDs, and it was always going to be that way. And they were always going to be worthless. Because any film you can get on VHS, you could probably get it on DVD. They've made all the old films onto DVD, so...
And they're doing the same thing with Blu-ray. They converted it from... Third VHS to DVD, and then they've converted DVD to Blu-ray, and then who knows what they're going to do next. I mean, how much more high resolution they can get than they are now.
You can get 3D Blu-ray now, can't you, as well, so...
Yeah. Well, it's mostly for the newer films, but I think some older films are getting converted into 3D, some of them anyway.
Oh, well. Never mind. VHS, if you want to watch videos, buy a VHS player and some tapes.
Do you remember Laserdisc?
Oh, God, yeah.
Is that more collectible, do you think, or...?
Yes, yeah, a lot of them are they're very collectible, I think.
Yeah, because it wasn't as popular as VHS was back in the day.
Yeah, they're massive as well, Laserdiscs as well, aren't they? They're like the size of a 12-inch record. They're really, really big. So...
And there's also like the old 35mm films as well. I mean, some hardcore film collectors collect those off, whether for feature length films or old cartoons, that sort of thing. Those can be quite collectible if you know where to buy them from.
Oh yeah, I mean, a lot. If you have a look on eBay, you'll see how much how collectible stuff is usually a good indication, even though a lot of the time prices are overinflated. It can give you a good indication as to what your stuff's actually worth. And I think Laserdiscs can be worth quite a bit. So I don't know. I've never, because when at the time when they first came out, Laserdiscs, they were really expensive. I mean, really, really expensive. So, that's probably why they weren't that popular, because they were a lot more expensive than your VHS. I mean, a lot more, I think, wasn't it? Especially the players as well. I don't know how much of a Laserdisc player was when it first came out.
Pretty expensive, in the hundreds of
dollars. Yeah, probably. I would guesstimate probably £500, if not more. I mean, look how much... A Blu-ray player was when it first came out.
That was about 500-600, that was.
I mean, look how much you can pick one up for now, £40.
Well, between 40 and 100 for a standard one.
Yeah, I know, exactly. And that's what, it's less than a tenth of the original price. And that's how much stuff depreciates.
It's amazing. I mean, like, when Blu-ray first came available in HMV, I mean, they were selling the Blu-rays for easily 25 plus for most of them.
Yeah, now you can pick them up for what, probably 10 to 20 quid?
Can do, but I think HMV do overprice them most of the time, though.
Yeah, they will do, but I mean, you can probably go to a game station, like I said, game station. You can pick up them really cheap, especially in Blockbusters as well. Blockbusters can be quite cheap as well, because they do some deals as well. But, yeah, well, we'll see what the next big thing's going to be.
So, any other bargains you want to mention?
Don't know. Not really. I think I've sold all the stuff that I got for bargains, because I mean, when I joined Retro Collect, I was actually unaware of what my stuff was actually worth. But, yeah. Championship Hockey, that's probably the biggest bargain I've ever had. Bought it for maybe £1 or £2, sold it for £150.
Can't complain for that.
No, well, then again, it's like I said, the game's rubbish, and I was never going to play it, so if I'm not going to play it, someone else can, collector can have it.
I'm guessing that game will probably just stay on the shelf just for collector's purposes.
Well, yeah, if someone who's going for a full mass system set would obviously wanted it, so it wasn't, I didn't want to, I'm not going for a full mass system set, so... If I can get £150 out of a game that I'm never going to play, then yeah, I'll take that straight away. Absolutely. Anyway.
You get a lot of great bargains on Amazon, can't you? For games, even ones that have stock a few months old.
I mean, you can always shop around for bargains. Always. There's a good place on what is it called? Poster Bargain as well. It's a site that picks out all the bargains for you. Follow them on Twitter. Poster Bargain it's called. If you have a look on there, they tweet all the bargains and there's some of them are really, really good. So I'd have a look at that for you.
Poster Bargains, is that?
Poster Bargain, it's called, I think. They're on Twitter and it's a website as well, but there's a lot of decent stuff, decent bargains for games and stuff like that, so some really cool stuff on there.
Posterbargain.com?
Yeah, that'll be the one, I think.
Okay, it's loading it up now.
Well, if you follow them on Twitter, then they tweet all their stuff, so there's some really, really good bargains on there. I mean, if you do shop around, there's lots and lots of sites. Obviously, they're all competing against each other as well. You places like Play and Amazon and Shop2Net and things like that. GameStation and things like that. So they're all competing against each other. So they're all trying to outdo each other. So prices are going to come down. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are we talking about now?
Best and worst bargains.
Best and worst bargains. Yeah, I think we've pretty much covered that, actually. I mean, I've said what my best and worst bar. Obviously, my worst... I've told you what I've paid the least for and told you what I've paid the most for, gaming-wise. What shall we talk about next?
Shall we talk about games we've been playing recently?
Yeah, I suppose so. It's been a while, hasn't it? So,
yeah.
Let's see. I have my gaming nights on a Monday. I play Forza, and Thursday I play Gears of War. Do play some Minecraft as well. Obviously, because I write for the website, I get to play indie games as well. What have I been playing recently? I know they brought back Manic Miner for the... They brought it back, Elite brought Manic Miner on the Xbox as an indie game. Now they've just released their second game, which is a sequel to Manic Miner, which is Jet Set Willy. So I've been playing that. I don't remember that. I was playing that when I was a kid. I remember playing Manic Miner as a kid, but I don't really remember playing Jet Set Willy. It's a... But again, it's made by Matthew Smith, who made the original. And it's a ferociously hard game. Really, really hard game. There is a cheat mode where you can have infinite lives, but that's just been released, so I've been playing that. What else I've been playing? Empire of Towers, another indie game. Basically, you get a mismatch of shapes of towers, and you have to build the biggest one you can. Which is quite cool, because they fall over quite easily. It's quite cool. What else have I been playing? Oh, there's a party game I've been playing as well. What's it called? 2D House of Terror. It's a little indie game as well. There's like five different mini games you can play. You can play up to four players. But there's no online. You have to play it on the one console. So unless you've got three mates coming round to play it, there's no real value in buying it. So it's got some good little games in there. Yeah, I've been playing that. What have you been playing recently?
Well, not a lot, I suppose,
because you've been on holiday.
Well, I've been on holiday, yeah, but I didn't play as much of my 3DS as I thought I would. I did play Metroid Fusion, but I only got so far before I couldn't get down on the bloody lift. I was stuck. I couldn't figure out what to do on the lift. It's probably something simple, like pressed down in a certain way. Or something, but I got up on the lift and now I can't get back down on the same lift. I can't figure out why or whether I've done something wrong.
Mm.
But what I've played of that is really good, but I'm stuck on the damn lift, which is embarrassing. And any hardcore Metroid fans listening are probably like screaming and how terrible I am. But yep, played a couple of DS games and 3DS games. Played a bit of Super Mario 3D Land, Super Scribblenauts. Played a bit of that. And on iPhone, I played a bit of Angry Birds while I was on holiday. And on the consoles, I've played a bit of Saints Row the Third. But a few hours into that, it's pretty good games. Basically, a parody of the GTA series, everything. But I don't. Part of me thinks it's not as good as the second one. But it is a good game overall. I think. Fun parts. What else? Oh yeah, got a new game recently. Guild Wars 2 for the PC.
Oh, we bought that, yeah. Is that like an RPG game, is it?
Yeah, an MMORPG.
Yeah.
It's a sequel to the original. I think it takes place 200 or 250 years after the main events in Guild Wars.
I've never really got into MMO games, games like Guild Wars or World of Warcraft or games like that, so. But I have to tell you, I have been playing recently, I've got back into, which I said I'd play ages ago, is Final Fantasy VII. I found some time to play a bit of that, so I'm going to try and play some more of that.
Yeah, I really need to get into that game at some point. I've got a strategy guide and everything, just need to get myself motivated to play it.
Yeah, I don't use the strategy guide, it's all about... Although I do have the strategy guide for Final Fantasy VII, I'd never use it. It's really weird. I don't even know why I bought it. But never mind. But yeah, Final Fantasy VII is probably the best one they released, so. Actually managed to find time to play it, so that's quite cool. What else?
Well, like I said, I've been playing Guild Wars. I think they've improved the app. The fighting mechanics are better because you can actually like dodge attacks and you can actually jump so you're not like going around borders move around the environment more than you could in the original. I haven't played too much of it. I've selected the human. You get to select from five different races and you get to select from eight different classes, warrior, necromancer, monk, or healer. I think you could play as a monk. I'm not sure if they removed that or not. Ranger, and then you can also like select your traits, like where you're born, how you're brought up, what's your views. So basically, like you can mold your character into whatever you want it to be, and. There's hundreds of possibilities with the characters, so.
Cool.
It's not a game I've got addicted to yet, so I'm not sure if that's a good sign or not, but I'm guessing it's a good sign, because then if I got addicted to it, then I wouldn't be able to do the videos and probably not have much time to do the podcast, but. Yeah, from what I've played of it, it's good so far. What else? I've always been played a little bit more of Pokemon, the Black version. I played another gym, but I haven't played that much of it. I've got a strategy guide, which I don't really use that much, just like for reference if I need to look up something.
Yeah, they're handy then. If you, the only time I'd ever usually use a guide if I got stuck. But then again, I'd probably just go on the internet first and have a look at an FAQ. But I'd never really use a guide. I did want to use one for Far Cry. Because one of the achievements in Far Cry was to collect diamonds, and the guide tells you where to find all the diamonds, which is quite cool. But other than that, it'd be impossible to get the achievement, I would have thought. So.
Yeah, the only time I really used my strategy guide was for the Uncharted games, Uncharted 2 and 3, because there's all these different treasures to find. There's 100 plus there's a special one to find, and without the guide, it would have been really hard to find. I mean, the first time I played through Uncharted 2, I didn't use the guide to find a treasure. I found about 40 of them by myself, but the rest of them were well hidden, so the second time playing through, I used it to find all the ones I missed before.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, I can understand that. But a lot of the time, I mean, without this guide, you find diamonds, because on Far Cry 2 it is, on the Xbox, it'd be so time-consuming to go through every section of the map to do it, because the map is so big, nobody has the time to do it. I mean, just to use a guide to do that, to get to help you out, I don't see why it's a big deal.
Yeah, so, like with a lot of games, I mean, I think the only other game I didn't need a guide for was Infamous 2, where you find all these shards which give you more energy and build your XP up. I managed to find nearly every single one of them. I think there's like one or two I've missed, and there's like hundreds of the bastard things, so...
I think for collectible type achievements and things like that, then it's quite handy.
Yeah, and also like to refer to what like the best combination is, like for RPGs, if you're like a warrior, a ranger, or wizard, what sort of combo is best for you to max out your ability?
Yeah. Cool. Sorry, I'm yawning. Do apologise.
That's okay. So I'm boring you so much, guys.
No. Just tired, mate. Busy day today. First game of the season. Today, I'm back playing football again, so I'm actually quite knackered. But never mind, I'm a soldier on.
As we all do, yeah. So, other than that, but can't remember anything else I've been really playing. Hopefully, now that I'm back from holiday, should be able to get back into small games. And one other thing I forgot to mention, I've read through Ready Player One again while I was on a holiday.
Oh, right, cool.
Yep, yeah. So while I was lying on some bed, I would log into the Oasis read Ready Player One, which was really good, and got more of the references now after watching and playing some of the stuff that was mentioned in the book.
Yeah.
It's a really good book, and if the film version of the book does come out, I look forward to seeing it. Because apparently the writer Ernest Cline has written a screenplay for it, so it's just got to get financed and also get produced by a Hollywood studio. So it will be interesting to see.
It's on IMDb, isn't it? The Ready Player One movie, so... But then again, so was Gears of War as well. I'm looking to make a film out of that, but nothing... Again, that's probably it's in the pipeline, but... Whether we see it or not, it's another matter.
Well, I heard ages ago it was supposed to be a Halo movie, like a full feature-length movie, but I haven't...
Yeah.
I mean, I've got the Blu-ray of Halo Legends, which is basically like five different stories or something like that, but not like a proper feature-length story, like consistent throughout.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, what else?
I think that's all the games we've been playing. So, but if anyone wants to add me on Guild Wars as a friend or a contact, I haven't set up a guild or anything yet, I haven't got that far into the game. But if you want to like add me on there, username's Mr. Retro Nick, just a space between each letter, or in each word, sorry. So it's Mr. Space Retro Space Nick. So anyone who plays Guild Wars 2, you can add me that way if you want to just add me as friends. And, but up to you though.
Cool. Anyway, what are we on? What are we going on next? What have we been watching recently? Trying to think now. Films I've seen. Oh, watch that Planet of the Apes. The Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh yes, it's a prequel movie, isn't it?
Yeah, that's quite cool. Yeah. Kind of enjoyed that. I watched that the other day. That's new on Sky this week. What else have I been watching? Just trying to think now. I've been watching a bit of... I don't know. Do you know what? My mind's gone completely blank. So, what have you been watching?
I haven't been watching any movies. While I was away, I had Toy Story 3 on my mobile, so I watched that while waiting around before I went to the airport to come home. So, which is great films still, Toy Story 3.
Cool, yeah.
What's your favourite out of the trilogy?
Probably the first one.
That's a good choice. I'm a big fan of the first one, but it's hard to say, but I would say the second one's probably my favourite. But
yeah, I think they're all really, really, really good films. Yeah.
So if anyone said the third one was their favourite, it's not necessarily a bad thing, because they're all great in their own way. I mean, they all obviously do link together, but it doesn't matter which is your favourite, because I count it as like the whole Toy Story trilogy is like a great film to watch.
Mm. Yeah, it's cool. Anyway, what else have we been watching? Oh, do you know what I did watch? I watched, Morgan Spurlock, the guy who does the documentaries. I watched that Super Size Me for the first time. That's quite cool, where he eats nothing but McDonald's for 30 days.
I saw that a few years ago, actually.
Yeah, that's just unbelievable. And then his other one, which is The Greatest Movie Ever Sold. Basically, it's about the product placement and things in movies, and he funds it by selling product placement. So it's quite cool. I also watched another documentary as well, which is about the guy who's behind Elmo. Do you know the puppet from Sesame Street? That's really cool as well. It goes on about Jim Henson and things like that, and that, yeah, it's really cool. It's called Being Elmo. It's on Netflix at the moment, it's on the UK Netflix, and it's a really cool film. Kevin Clash is the guy's name, who basically invented Elmo. The voice, the character of Elmo. He didn't invent Elmo, the puppet, but he invented the voice and the character. So that's really cool. I'm just trying to think what else I've been watching. I watched Starship Troopers as well recently again, which is a great film.
Yeah, I've seen like parts of it. I've seen like the beginning. I've seen like about 30 minutes of it. I've not finished watching it. I got to a certain point where like there's a big cloud or something, a dark cloud. If you know what bit I'm talking about without spoiling it. I got up to that bit. I haven't managed to watch it further, but it just sort of seemed like an interesting movie though.
Starship Troopers, yeah, you watch that, it's brilliant. Can't go wrong. Yeah, you should watch that. It's on Netflix as well, I think, so. If you've got Netflix, there's loads of stuff on there at the moment, so. Yeah, I haven't really been watching much. I've been playing more stuff. I bought some games recently as well. They were only a fiver each in GameStation. Watchmen, parts 1 and 2. I got that. Bought Space Marine again. What else did I buy? Let's have a quick look. I can't remember what it was now. Bought Space Marine. Oh, NBA Jam, the Xbox 360 version. Pretty good. Pretty good. And I also bought a Dead to Rights Retribution as well, which looks quite a cool game. I played a little bit of it, and that was quite cool. So, yeah, that's pretty much it, really. Oh. So, I'm going to try and catch up on a few programmes that I've been missing out on. So, there is a few things that are really I'm looking forward to, like the new Red Dwarf. That is going to be coming very soon, so... That looks really, really cool. Obviously, I'm a big Red Dwarf fan, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's what we're doing mostly. Just we're catching up with some some TV films. But Hotel Inspector, have been watching a new series of Waterloo. Do you watch that?
No, I don't. I never get really. What I've been watching, I started watching The Green Wing. Which is like this funny hospital type thing. Got bored of that very quickly. And what else was it? Sons of Anarchy. I watched the first episode of that. Didn't really think it was my cup of tea. But I might give it another episode and see if it was just... Obviously, because of the first episode, it's got to try and get you into it. So, but it didn't really captivate me in the first episode. So... See, that's the thing about Netflix. I've got the whole Heroes on here. I'm just debating whether I should be watching that as well. So, but I've been told I've got to start watching Game of Thrones as well. So, I've been told that's really, really good. So, there's too much decent telly that I need to watch.
I didn't see it on yesterday, Saturday, but I did watched it before the podcast. Actually, watched the first episode of the new series of Doctor Who.
Oh yeah, I'm not. My missus is big into Doctor Who. I'm not so much, to be fair. I used to watch Doctor Who when it was Tom Baker and Peter Davidson and Sylvester McCoy and them ones. I haven't really seen it since then, so.
You haven't seen the more recent series, you've seen the classic
No,
series.
I haven't really seen it. I mean, the last ones I watched was the David Tennant one. I haven't really seen anything of the Matt Smith Doctor Who, so...
Well, I'll just quickly go over it. I think, without going on about the Christopher Eccleston and David Tennant Doctor Who years, or in Christopher Eccleston's case, just 1 year, which I think was a bit of a waste, because I thought it was pretty good, actually. As a doctor.
Yeah, well, he said he didn't want to be typecast, so... I mean, what do you expect when you take on a character like Doctor Who? It's,
Yeah, when you take a big role from any film or series or fiction, then you're going to usually get... you're that guy from Doctor Who.
Yeah. Well, never mind.
Yeah, but... I mean, what Matt Smith series 5 of the new series or season 30 something, so 33 I think. About just remembering this off the top of my head. That was a good series overall. I thought changed things up a bit. Probably did change things a bit too much, but overall I thought the new Matt Smith's first series of the Doctor was good, and it. Most nearly all the episodes are great or really good. Series 6, it was all right. There's some good episodes, some not, but I don't know. No, it left you more confused than anything else. Which I don't know if they're actually trying to like link all three series to get together with this story arc of the Silence, without spoiling it for anyone who hasn't watched it.
Mm.
I mean, there were some good episodes there. I think there was one episode written by this horror writer who did this episode. Can't remember from my head without looking, but that was a pretty good episode. And there were some good episodes in Series 6, but wasn't my favourite. I wouldn't say it was my least favourite of the modern Doctor Who series, but wouldn't say it was the best because it was the most confusing. And but this one so far, which was first episode, Asylum of the Daleks, was really good actually. I wasn't sure whether this would go downhill or uphill or say where it is, but it seems to be going up a bit more. So.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, I thought it was a really good episode. Looking back at it in a minute, there's not much to complain about. So, looking forward to the rest of the series.
Cool.
And other than that, just been watching a few TV programs that I can't remember the top of my head, just ones I've watched. Though, been watching a little bit of the Paralympics.
Oh yeah, I've been watching that. Some really good. Yeah, really impressed. I was watching the cycling. I can't believe it. A guy with one leg was beating a guy with two legs. Unbelievable. So I was really impressed with that.
Yeah. What did you think of the opening ceremony?
I didn't watch it. To be fair, I kind of missed it.
To be honest, about trying to sound offensive, anyone who supports it, either the Olympics or Paralympics, it was boring in comparison with the normal Olympics. I don't think they put that much effort into it.
Yeah, well.
Because it made it all like classical and it was all slow and everything. Nothing upbeat.
I just missed it. I didn't get around to watching it, so it's unfortunate in that way. Well, yeah, I've been enjoying it. We've won quite a few goals, so.
Yeah, so Jessica, Jane, what's the last name? Jessica, Jane, Apple
Gate, is it?
Applegate, yes. But saw one goal. She was like between third and fourth, and then she, at the very end the last 50 metres, she just like zoomed past everyone else.
That's cool.
That's great.
Yeah, there's some really good, and there's some lots of world records in this games as well. I know, the 200 metres guy, the one with no legs, he broke the world record. Ellie Simmons broke the world record in the 400 metres freestyle in the pool, which is really cool. Took over five seconds off the world record. It's unbelievable.
And she beat her own best time as well, didn't she?
Yeah, unbelievable. Fair play to her.
Unfortunately, didn't watch that, but I've heard about it.
It was fantastic. I mean, I watched that, and there was a lot of controversy, obviously, with the American, whether she should be in the class that she's in. But fair play. I was really impressed with how well they both swam, to be fair. But obviously, she wanted it just that little bit more. No, it was really good. Obviously, with the home crowd as well, just edged around a bit. But, yeah, really cool. Well, I've been really impressed with the Paralympics. It's amazing what you can do with some of the disadvantages that people have got. Cycling with one leg, not even using a prosthetic either. Just cycling with the one leg is fantastic. And they probably cycle a lot quicker than... Well, I guarantee they cycle quicker than I would. And they're using one leg. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. And yeah, swimming as well. I've seen a guy swimming and he's got no arms. Unbelievable.
It's crazy thing how great some of these athletes are.
Yeah, they are inspirational people. Inspirational people. I can't believe that. I saw the guy had no legs and no arms and he just swam with his legs and he won the race. How cool is that? He's beating people who had arms and legs. I'm so impressed. Yeah, that's what I've been loving about the Olympics and the Paralympics, especially the Paralympics. Some truly superhuman people in there, and the things that they can do with the disadvantages that they've got. Obviously, having the limited movement and no limbs and things like that, things that you can do are absolutely inspirational. Really are. So. Big up to the Paralympians, every single one of them.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have more to talk about next episode, shouldn't we?
Oh yeah, we've still got another week to go, haven't we? It's 11 days, isn't it? So, there's quite a bit to go here, so it's quite cool.
What do you think about it being shown on Channel 4? instead of like, on the BBC?
I don't know really. I don't know why that is the case. I was quite surprised myself. But Channel 4 are not skimping at all. They're showing it all. They're showing it all the way through. You're not missing anything. Obviously, you do have commercial breaks on Channel 4. But even so, you're still not missing anything. And if you use the red button, you can choose which what events you can see. So, it doesn't really matter. And plus, I noticed that Jonathan Edwards, who works with the BBC, has gone over to Channel 4 to cover the Paralympics. And so has Claire Balding, who's probably one of my favourite presenters as well. She's gone over to do it as well, so that's quite cool. So they've got some experienced people to commentate on it as well, so it's really good.
Yeah, good stuff. So I think that's pretty much all I've been watching, and I'm guessing that's all you've been watching as well, guys.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, what did I go and see at the cinema the other day? Hang on.
Oh, bless you.
Thanks. I took the kids to watch Brave at the cinema.
Oh yeah, what was it like?
It's good. It wasn't the best Pixar film I've seen, but it's certainly funny in places.
I heard that after a certain point, you just it's just like too simple, too easy, and there's no consequences or anything. That was boring, but
yeah, put it this way, it's good fun for the kids. Remember, my kids really enjoyed it. I mean, I quite enjoyed it as well. But as like I said, it's not the best one I've seen that Pixar have done, but it's by no means a bad film. It is good, don't get me wrong, but they have made better films.
Would you say it was better than Cars, or...?
No, I think Cars is a better film. But don't get me wrong, it's a good film. But it's... and the kids will love it, put it that way. Obviously, because it's aimed at kids, but no, I enjoyed it, don't... It was an enjoyable film to watch, but it's weird, isn't it? It's not the best film they've made, but it is still a good film. It's kind of, I'm not saying it's a bad film in any way, but yeah, it's good. The kids will love it, put it that way.
Well, see if we can check out some Paul Wallace film cinemas.
Yeah, it's on at the cinema. I'd probably wait for it to come out on DVD or Sky or whatever. So
you think it's worth a rent or just buy it when it's cheap?
Yeah, I would have thought so. I wouldn't go and pay to watch it, put it that way. But then again, we took the kids out for a day out, so it was... we promised we'd go and take them if they were good, and he just happened to be good, so we went and took them out to the cinema, so... It's one for the kids, put it that way. A lot of the other films do have like your Toy Story and your Cars and the other ones, Monsters Inc. I think they're better films and have better stories. So there you go.
Is there a theme of Lost in it by any chance?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Thought so.
Yeah, I'm not going to give anything away, but it's watchable and it's a decent enough film, but it's obviously it's better. They've made better films, and I'm looking forward to Wreck-It Ralph a lot more than I am looking forward to that one. So
yeah, still looking forward to Wreck-It Ralph. I heard recently, while looking it up on Wikipedia about Wreck-It Ralph, that he's also making an appearance in an actual video game, Sonic an All-Star Racing sequel.
Oh, cool.
He's going to be actual playable character.
Cool.
So that'd be good to see.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That seems quite cool. Anyway.
don't think we have any questions this week, unfortunately, but if anyone...
We're just getting back into it, aren't we? So, yeah. If it's been boring, viewers, then we'll pick it up next week.
Yeah, but we'll try and get a guest on for next week, and hopefully for the 25th episode, we should have something special planned, but can't guarantee anything, unfortunately, but we'll do our best to make a good 25th episode for you, which is bronze,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I've no idea.
Make a good bronze episode, hopefully. But we'll see, we'll keep you all updated, and also we haven't forgot about the competition either, we're still working on that.
We've had a break, but we'll get back to that, won't we? So
yeah, well, me and Gaz will have to meet up at some point, and we'll discuss it properly, like what sort of competition we can do, and that, and if we can do like one or several, or what prize.
Yeah, I think we'll probably do it on the Facebook page, can't we? The competition. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Don't worry. But we'll get there. I'm just trying to decide what I want to watch. I'm just looking through the Netflix and deciding what I want to watch when we've finished with this, but I can't find anything. It's too much good choices.
Yeah, I'm just looking around thinking what I'm going to do as well, whether I'm to watch a film or play a game, and which game to play and what else to do.
Yeah, I'm not going to play a game tonight. I'm going to, but it's been a good day for sport, actually. Jensen Button, we should mention him. He's won the Belgian Grand Prix. Fair play. And what about that crash on the first corner at the first lap? Oof. Where Grosjean went into the side of Hamilton. Grosjean flew over Alonso's nose. Oh, yeah, it's quite spectacular. But well done to Jensen Button for winning that. And then the Man United game as well. Oof, what a game that was. Yeah, Van Persie with a Man United hat-trick and a fluff penalty as well, which was really cool, so.
I forgot to mention something I've been watching online on a site called That Guy With The Glasses. Have you ever been on there, Gaz?
No, I haven't actually, no.
No, it's basically a different reviews. From film, games, comics, music, that sort of thing, or...
Yeah, I see there are that many people, or that many things I'd love to watch, or love to listen to other podcasts, but I have so little time to fit anything in, then it's really hard for me to watch YouTube videos and listen to podcasts. I mean, especially if they're as long as this one, which is like an hour and a half so far, isn't it? So, yeah. It's, yeah, I mean, I have applied for, I'm looking for jobs at the moment, because my little one is starting school on Thursday, so I have my days freed up now, so I'm looking for a job, and I have applied for a job as a manager at a well-known gaming shop. Not giving anything away, so. Hopefully I've not heard anything back yet, so we'll see what happens. But that's the one I really want.
Yeah, I'm still looking for a job as well. I've applied to some during the weekend, but I haven't had a response back. Well, obviously it's the weekend, so hopefully some.
I'm thinking if I can get this manager's job in this game shop, then I'll be really happy. That'll be quite cool.
Oh, well, good luck with that, guys.
Yeah, we'll see. But I've applied for a few jobs. That's the one I really want. I think I could work in a game shop. That'd be quite ideal, wouldn't it, really?
Yeah, I'd love to work in a game shop as well.
Well, you never know. If I can get the manager's job, and if any jobs ever come up, you never know. That's it, you see.
Yep.
I could, but let me get the job first, or try and get the job first. I've submitted my CV and that, so I'm just going to wait to hear from them. So, anyway.
Yep. So, as we're saying, I was watching film which celebrates the 4th year anniversary of the site for That Guy With The Glasses .com. It's called To Boldly Flee.
Mm-hmm.
Which is basically like a sci-fi parody. I mean, the prequel to it is called Suburban Nights, which is basically like a fantasy parody. And the one before that's called Kickassia.
Okay.
I've got Kickassia and Suburban Nights on DVD, actually. They're pretty good films, actually. I mean, a lot of proper B-movie films done by people who critique and make fun of bad or so bad it's good films. Basically make fun of them. So they're pretty decent, especially if you like watch their videos and know who they are. They're pretty good, but I'll have to rent some to you sometime, guys.
Yeah, cool.
So, been watching that this year. I think it's going to be eight part series. So, part four has been released today. So, looking forward to seeing the rest of it. It's been pretty fun. So.
Oh yeah, definitely. So, cool and groovy.
Yeah. So, shall we go on to highlight and rant of the week?
I don't think I've got anything to rant about, really. I've hurt my knee today, though, playing football. First game of the season, back playing, so we got beat, unfortunately. But, yeah, I'm quite pleased to be back playing football. But, highlight of the week. Highlight of the week's probably the kids going to school, get a bit of peace and quiet during the day now, because bloody hell, they've been noisy buggers during the summer holidays. That's going to be my highlight this week. They both go back to school on Thursday, so my time's going to be spent looking for jobs. So I'll keep you up to date as to what if any job I get. So yeah, that's quite cool. Oh, the other thing as well, because I do have a part-time job in the morning, so but I do have to sign on as well, which is. Pain in the arse, but apparently they've stopped my money because my national insurance contributions have run out, so that's pretty much my rant of the week, you know what I mean? But I've got to find out if I'm entitled to anything else, so that's a bit of a pain in the arse. But, but I'm looking for a job anyway, so hopefully it won't make much difference anyway, so, and with my experience, it shouldn't be too hard for me to find a decent management job, so... Depends what's out there. Well, the one I want is the job in the game shop. I'm not going to say which one it is unless I get the job. It's a well-known. So yeah, oh well, that's what I'm going to be doing basically. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the kids going back to school because they've been set at home and they fight and they scream. But yeah, peace and quiet.
Yeah, good stuff. I'd say my rant of the week, I'm not sure if you've heard this on the news about those GCSE results.
Which ones?
Where students and parents have been complaining about they've predicted one grade but got another.
Right. So what's the problem?
No, but my rant is that how they're moaning about how it's ruined their lives and how there's just like all the lives over because they predicted an A star but only got a C or something like that.
Really? So right, okay.
Or some predicted a C or above and got D or something like that.
So they haven't got the correct grade. So they haven't got the right grades for the university course that they want.
Well,
is that basic?
Well, not university because they only got the GCSEs, but I think it's like for moving on to college or. Carrying on sixth form.
Well, at the end of the day, it's their own fault.
Pretty much, yeah. If you didn't get the grade you want,
if you didn't get the grades, you obviously didn't work hard enough.
Yep,
and it just seems to me like these kids who are saying, "Oh yeah, I'm going to do really, really well in school," and then when it comes down to it, they basically lie to the parents about how brainy they are.
That's probably it, yeah.
That's probably it. They're going, oh yeah, I'm doing really well. You know what kids are like when the parents ask them how they're doing at school. They lie, don't they?
Yeah. But it not annoys me at how the parents and students are reacting as if their lives are over. It's but their chances of a future has been ruined because they didn't get the predicted grade or...
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though. At the end of the day, I mean, I got one grade... C in maths, and I've got a B in English. But, I mean, all my experience has come through work. I've worked my way up, and now I'm looking for a management job in a shop, which is decent money, and it's a lot of responsibility. And, you know what I mean? If you work hard, it doesn't matter if you've got good grades or not, if you work hard, then you will succeed. It doesn't matter if you've got good grades or not. So, but I'm not, I'm by no means stupid, I just pissed around at school, and I hold my hands up to that. I could quite easily have got a load of C's, but I pissed around at school. I was one of them people who didn't really care what grades I got, to be fair. I could have done a lot better, but that was just me. Bit of a Jack the Lad, really.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't, subjects I didn't do the best I could, and some of them I knew I could have done better, but for the most part, I was pleased with my GCSE results. I mean, the only slight disappointment was I got a D first time for doing maths, but then I was able to retake it a couple of years later, and I got a C.
I mean, I went to college, and I resat my English, and I resat my French, because I thought I was going to do really well at French at school, and so did my teachers, and I got a D, which was quite surprising, and when I resat it, I got a B, and then I resat English, because I got an E, and then I improved it to a D, but I only did half the coursework, because basically I couldn't be arsed doing the rest of it. So if I'd have done that little bit more, I probably would have got a C or a B, or even an A if I'd have done the whole bit of coursework. So, but I just pissed around, to be fair. And I'm not saying that's what you should do, kids, but I have a comfortable life. So
yeah, work your best, and you should succeed.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I mean, at the moment, I have a part-time job. And I only work 10 hours a week because I look after my son, but now he's going back to school. I'm getting off my arse and getting back into full-time work. So if you work hard, kids, doesn't matter whether you got good grades or not, you will succeed. You really will.
Certainly will, yeah. But
so if you haven't got the grades you were expecting, don't panic, because it's not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. Really, it really isn't. Really isn't. If you work hard, work really hard, and are determined to succeed, you will succeed. God damn it, you really will. Anyway.
Well, that was pretty much my main rant that their parents and students not complain about the results.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though. If your parents complain, I bet the kids aren't complaining that much, because I bet they lie to the parents about what grades they were going to get. If they were expecting an A star and they only got a C, they bullshitted their parents properly. Because there's no way you can expect an A and get a C. There's no way you can be that far out. You can probably expect an A, and if you got a B, that's probably nearer. But two grades? Nah, no chance. No way.
Well, it depends if you've had a bad day or if you haven't. Probably concentrate. I mean, there can be reasons why you've dropped down a couple of grades, but if you haven't done.
Yeah, but you'd know roughly what grade you were getting. I knew what grades I were getting. I knew I was going to pass maths, get a C. But I thought I'd get a C in French, and I didn't, and that was the only disappointment I had. But I retook it, and I improved. I got a B. And that was the only disappointment with the others. I knew I'd failed. I knew I'd got below a C. And I knew that. So, you know how well you're doing at school. You really do. So.
The same, probably my main disappointment was with my A levels. But I think, personally, I've only got myself to blame. Maybe I think I could have done a lot better, and I should have. Done better. I don't know what it was, but it was the lack of concentration, because I was good at the subjects I was studying, history and English. I was also doing ASIT at the time, which I did pretty good at that.
Yeah.
But my history, I didn't pass it, though I was good at the subject, but maybe it was my fault for not doing doing well enough. But that, then there was the exams, which I really do detest. Don't like doing exams whatsoever. So maybe it was my fault for worrying too much about the exams and not writing quick enough. Or
well, at the end of the day, I wouldn't worry about it too much. If you get a job and you work hard, you will climb that ladder. You will climb the promotional ladder, and you'll get promoted, and you can work your way up. It's no disgrace in starting at the bottom and working your way up.
No, it certainly isn't.
It's no disgrace at all. If you work hard, you'll get there. That's what I mean. When I started off working in the betting shop, I started off working 25-hour a week as a cashier, and in the end, I ended up a manager. So, and that's in the space of 5 years, and that was in between the fact when I had another job with them doing promoting the gaming machines as well. So that was quite cool, and that's just through hard work and just getting on and being recognised that I'm good at my job. So there's no shame in starting at the bottom and working your way up, because if you work hard at it, you'll get there.
Certainly will, yeah.
Yep. Anyway, cool and groovy.
Okay, so highlight of the week, not much to say really, but not anything really saying, just being back home after having a good holiday, but back at home and ready to search for a job and hopefully find one or get some sort of response.
Yeah, well, good luck. Yeah, you'll get some eventually, don't worry about it.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying not to get into like a lazy pattern where I'm just like sitting around playing games and watching films.
I'll tell you what,
which I would love to do, but I'm trying not to get into that habit if I can.
Go on this website, www.indeed.co.uk.
www.indeed.
Yeah, INDEED. UK. And all you got to do in the search bar is put in what job you want, and it'll bring up a list of all the sites that apply for that job. So you say you want a 16-hour a week job as in retail, type that into the bar, and it'll bring a list up. And all you do is just search through there. Really good site.
All right, thanks, sir.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Other thing I should mention, I've got my graduation coming up because I passed my HND course.
Oh, cool.
Got a merit for that overall. It's a level five course. I have the option to top up to make a full degree, but personally, I'm happy with what I've got, and I want to try and get out there and get some experience now that I've got the knowledge to back it up. I just want to
cool.
Get out there, get a job, and get on the ladder of life.
Mhm. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, then that'll be in October, early October, around the 8th of October. So I'll be getting in my getting a hat and gown and everything for it. So
oh, excellent.
Yeah. Well, If I can, I might upload the photo, but I can't promise anything.
Cool.
But that's pretty much it for me for now. So
yeah, so our first episode back. It's over. So
yeah, the summer's over, and it's now the autumn. So just time to get back to things, and hopefully next week we should have a guest on, but we'll do our best as always, and even if we don't have a guest, we'll have each other, won't we, guys?
Definitely, mate. Yeah, we'll get there.
Yep.
First day back. We've not done too bad.
Yep, so sorry to everyone for a long wait, but we're finally back, and hopefully we should have some good episodes for you to come, so.
Yep, cool. Take care, everyone. Okay. See you next week.
All right, well, it's been fun as always, guys. So yeah. Speak to you later. And thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you all later. Bye.
Cool. See you later, mate.
See you guys, mate.